Coming up next from the Grassy Knoll, a terrifying look into the Orwellian world of brainwashing, disinformation, and ultimately, control over you. You. It. We're running. Hello.
You're listening to Dade City Community Radio, another segment, if you can bear it, with I, the Visigoth.
And Dr. Swain, 102.9 and Live 365.
And on the onset of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, well, it's Friday, but it's getting better.
We talked last show about 14th Amendment America, the Civil War, and how it led to our enslavement being good for the debt that D.C. rang up since the 14th Amendment, and exacerbated by the 16th Amendment and the Federal Reserve Act, which should be unconstitutional. We also have been enslaved in another way from the 14th Amendment, beginning of the 14th Amendment in America, and that's because of what took place during the Civil War, which was Lincoln beginning to write executive orders, and how from that time there's been more and more rule by executive order, which is, by any other terms, dictatorship. Would you not agree?
Yeah, but, you know, you got to understand, Congress out session, somebody's got to be watching the front. One or two decisions a year, that's probably not a bad thing.
I remember something that, very interesting. When Congress adjourned because of the Civil War, they did it not by de jure, by an act of law, but they did it by sine die, which means without any set time to come back. Guess how they came back in? Summoned through executive order by Abraham Lincoln. And did Shrub not just do that again? In fact, they always serve at the pleasure of the president from that time on.
Well, he's in charge. That's why they call it the executive branch.
Executive branch, yeah. Like, belonging to those who swing through trees.
But I'm, like I said, you know, one or two orders a year is probably not a bad thing.
Okay, very good.
Because I mean, you know, if Congress is out there, somebody's got to watch the show, and well, I mean, you wouldn't think much of a president that didn't, you know.
You're amazingly prescient, is how you know where I'm going, because I certainly don't. Let me read you something. Tell me if this isn't apropos for the time, okay? The president has the power to seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, call reserve forces amounting to 2.5 million men to duty, institute martial law, seize and control all means of transportation, regulate all private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a plethora of particular ways control the lives of all Americans. Most of these laws remain a potential source of virtually unlimited power for a president, should he choose to activate them, referring to the executive orders. It is possible that some future president could exercise this vast authority in an attempt to place the United States under authoritarian rule. While the danger of a dictatorship arising through legal means may seem remote to us today, and today is September 30th, 1973. That's the day on which this individual said this, okay? Though it seems remote today, recent history records Hitler seizing control through the use of the emergency powers provisions contained in the